Good morning. We're continuing with Chayadim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning about Zayin, which is the halachas of Berir, and we are giving introduction to the klal. So we mentioned that one of the halachas is the process of Berir. The Gemara says a fascinating idea. Whether we try to understand it is we have to understand that seemingly taking things and picking out the good and the bad. Why does it have a chashivas of a malacha? Cheshivas of the malacha is that you're taking an item and you're in some way making it better. We look at it as a unit, like we explained in the previous year, and you're changing it and making it into a better item. When a person is planning to store it, that makes sense. The person takes this item, takes out the bad part, stores away the good part. He's converted this item into the item which is proper to put away. You wouldn't put away this item when it has all of these other things mixed in it. The proper way to store it, so there's a significant conversion taking place. But at the time when a person's eating, and the person puts food in their mouth, and they choose the good food over the bad food, etc., it's not the Mordechai says it's not a tikkun in the item. That's the process of achila. The process of achila is you take the good, you leave the bad behind. But it's not that you've converted the food. So anything which is going to be taking place in which is derech achila does not go into the malacha berer. So berer is when you're taking the item which you plan to store, and you say, I don't want to store it as such. I could take out the undesirable section of it, and that now I store it. I've taken this into an item which is worthy of storing. So I've changed it in that sense. So the Mordechai says, so what is the definition of derech achila? So the three criteria to derech achila. The derech achila, number one, is you take the good from the bad. That's the standard way you eat. You take what's good, you put in your mouth. You don't put the bad in your mouth. You do it by hand. And a knife or a fork or spoon is an extension of one's hand. You pick it up with a fork as opposed to picking up with your fingers or use a spoon. But that's the person as opposed to using a kli, which is made for that purpose. So the person takes the item and puts it in a hand, and it's for immediate use. It's during the time of achila, as opposed to for storage. So if a person will do an act of barer, which is done at the time when a person plans to eat, so it's for immediate use, takes the good from the bad, and does it by hand, it's not an act of barer at all. And not only is it not barer, which is going to be the raisa, not even also be rabbanon chazal din anaserit. If one can meet all three criteria, is not considered an act of berer. So the definition of berer is taking something and preparing it for usage in the future. So that's considered a preparatory act, and that adds a chashivas to what you're doing, and therefore it's going to be the malacha of berer. So when you have a teruvis, like we explained in the previous year, and now you're doing this process, that's going to be berer. If a person will lose any one of these three criteria, so a person does it for immediate use and does it by hand, but he takes the bad from the good, that's not derech achila, that's not going to be mutter. How long does derech achila work? So if it's in one's mouth, the person just put food into the mouth and realizes that there's some bad food there. Over there, even if you take the bad from the good, it's going to be mutter. Because what's in your mouth? The derech is sometimes you put food in your mouth, you realize some of it is not good, so you take some of that out. That's not an act of tikkun on the food. It's getting the bad thing out of your mouth. But immediately prior to putting it in your mouth, is clearly derech achila. But we extend the concept of derech achila not only to immediately prior to putting it in your mouth. It's the preparatory time for the meal. When you're already holding the stage of eating, you want to eat. So you cut up the tomatoes and you cut up the lettuce. That's all part of the actual eating process. You're ready to eat as opposed to something which you're trying to prepare for storage to make a chash of things you're going to be storing away. This is all part of the preparatory act of achila. So whatever time it takes to prepare for the meal, even prior to the meal starting, is considered part of the derech barer, excuse me, the derech achila of the meal, which is going to be mutter. So a person is making a large meal, and they start preparing half an hour beforehand, cutting up the foods, etc. That's all part of the preparatory time it takes for the meal. One caveat to that, a person cannot prepare, then walk away, do other things, and then come back. Then means it's clear that he's not ready to eat yet. So then what he's doing is preparing something to be able to use in the future. So that's more of a preparatory act, which defines the item. It's an item worthwhile to store away to use for the future, and that's going to be usur. So a person gets up Shabbos morning and says, you know what, I'll do my preparations for the meal, then go to shul and come back. So in that situation, there will not be a heter of berer, because that is not the immediate prelude to the meal. A woman gets up, says she'll do some work in the kitchen, then she'll go out, take the kids out to the playground or down the block to meet her husband. So in that situation, again, it's not immediately prior to the meal. It's not a prelude to the meal. It's a preparatory act done in advance, in anticipation of a meal down the road, and that's going to be derech berer la'otzer as opposed to derech achila, and that's going to be usur. Have a good day.